This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Coloradans raced to buy more guns in July than any other month since the state started keeping track. CPR's Allison Sherry reports that's due to a state law that took effect Saturday.
The new law puts additional restrictions on people wanting to buy certain semi-automatic firearms, including the AR variant rifles. Gun buyers now have to go through a deeper background check and a training course that could cost hundreds of dollars and take a few months to get through. Gun rights groups like the Rocky Mountain Gun Owners got the word out, and people who wanted the semi-automatic weapons swamped state officials with gun purchases before the August 1st deadline. State officials say they staffed up in anticipation and processed the highest volume of requests for background checks in July. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Supporters of a ballot measure to get a graduated income tax dropped off more than 150,000 signatures on Monday. The group is called Protect Colorado's Future. It carried dozens of boxes full of signatures to the Secretary of State's office.
Colorado demands a fair tax system! Colorado demands a fair tax system!
Initiative 195 would ask voters to increase the state's flat 4.4% income tax rate for people and corporations who make more than $500,000 a year. It would also cut the tax rate for those earning less. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office is looking for the driver of a car that was seen driving on a bike path over the weekend. The car was seen Sunday afternoon heading from the Davidson Mesa area to Boulder along the north side of U.S. Highway 36 at 50 miles per hour. The vehicle is described as a black Infiniti coupe with pink fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror. It's 7:06. This is CPR News. 90.1 FM in Denver.